Did you have chickens growing up? It was only because we moved into a parsonage beside Lake Erling Baptist Church when I was little that had a barn behind it full of chickens that I grew up with chickens. They were awesome. I love the baby chicks. We raised one as a pet, of course, and we had eggs for days. I wish I had chickens now. You may have a chicken house, and what a blessing I bet you are to so many because of the eggs you give away. How beautiful is that? While raising chickens back in the day was more of a means of survival than it was trendy, today suburban and urban chicken keeping or cooping or whatever you want to call it is exploding. The pandemic had something to do with it, but raising chickens is continuing to be a very popular thing. Why all this chicken talk? Well, I recently heard a story, and for the life of me, I can't remember who or where it came from, but it was a story about chickens that is worth repeating. It made me pause and ask myself, what's my one chicken? The story goes that back, I believe, during the Depression, a family lost everything to a house fire. They had a barn with about a dozen chickens. It was a rough time. Everyone was struggling. The community came together to help this family as much as they could during their time of need. One wife had an idea. All the families in the area during that time had chickens. What if they all gave one chicken? 12 families came together, helped rebuild a pen, and all gave one chicken. Just like that, this family that had lost everything was given a fresh start. What's your one chicken? That's the question for the day. What has God given you, blessed you with, that you can give away? Do you love to cook? Oh, my friend Jeannie does. In a way, that's her chicken. Without even being asked, she made dinner for my family while I was away for work one week. Mexican chicken casserole and M&M cookies became the chicken she gave away. Do you love to garden or work in the yard? One season, we had two dear friends decide to come over and help landscape our front yard. I don't remember even asking, but it was just what we needed. They blessed us with their chicken. We have a family we love dearly in our church family. They have three little girls. We had a Galentine's Day celebration with those babies at our house one night so mom and dad could have a night out. That was our chicken. See where I'm going with this? Look around. People are in need of love, encouragement, care, and service. They don't need your judgment or opinion. They need the hands and feet of Jesus to see them and care for them right where they are in their time of need. 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. God has given you a chicken. You have gifts that are beautiful and unique to you that are not meant for building you up. They have been given to minister to those around you. We are to build one another up, love one another, and build up the body of Christ. When we give those gifts we have been given and blessed with away, people encounter the love of Jesus and God gets the glory. That's the truth. So, what chicken can you give away today? Pray about it. God has someone around you right now that needs it. I'm Lori Klein.